Hello everyone, welcome back. And continuing in the topics of Hilchos Yichud, so last week we discussed a very interesting question. When you have a woman who's, let's say, shopping in the neighborhood and her husband comes home and he's home alone with the cleaning lady, is this a problem of the Isser of Yichud? So we discussed the question of Yichud with a non-Jewish woman. And as it pertains to this particular question, when you have the woman, the wife of the man in this yichud situation in the neighborhood, so is this perhaps a makom where you could be mekel or not? This was the subject last time. Today we're going to discuss a similar question, and it's a fascinating shaila that's discussed in the Tshuvas of Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer. And the question is as follows. If let's say you have a very old man, a man that's incapable physically of committing the Maisa Aveira. He's unable to do a Maisa Bia. And you want to know, can we set up a situation in which he will live, let's say, with a nurse or a female attendant, and a Yichud situation will develop? And the question is, do we have to worry about Yichud in such a situation where the man is incapable of committing the Aveira of being over on the Isser Bia? So that's the question. And the fundamental question that Rav Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer are discussing is the following question. What's the nature of the Isser of Yichud? Is the Isser of Yichud an Isser Atzmai? Is it inherently usser, regardless of whether or not the yichud situation will lead to a maisa biya? Perhaps the Torah said that the isser is an isser of yichud, and we don't look at the fact that it might not lead to a maisa biya. Or do we say that no? It's like a gzeira midaraisa. The Torah forbade, the Torah assered a yichud situation, lest it lead to the man and the woman committing the Maisa Aveira, the Maisa Bia. However, if you have a situation in which you are very confident that the Maisa Yichud will not lead to a Maisa Bia, the Torah didn't ask for such a Yichud. So that's the question, is the Isser of Yichud connected intrinsically to the Isser Bia, or is it something that's inherently Usser, and even if we don't have a concern that it will lead to Bia, nonetheless, the Torah assered Yichud. So that's the question. Obviously, the Nafkamina is going to be the Shiloh. If you have an old man and he's incapable of the Maisa Bia, so do we say that there's no Isser of Yichud in such a situation because the Yichud won't lead to a Maisa Bia? Or do we say that no? The Isser of Yichud is inherently Usser. It's a Xeris Akosov. It's an Isser Atzmi. Even if it won't lead to a Maisa Bia, it nevertheless is going to be Usser. So that's the question. And there's a very important Taisis HaRosh that is on that Sugya Maseches Kedushin Daf Pei Aleph, where the Gemara over there discusses the Halachas of Yichud. So we know that there's an Isser of Yichud Midaraisa. The Gemara Maseches Kedushin Daf Pei brings down a Pasuk. And according to most Rishonim, this is a bona fide Isser Midaraisa, at least when it comes to being miyached with a woman who is considered an Erva. Now, who is considered an Erva? So this includes either a married woman, so you're not allowed to be miyachid with a married woman, even midaraisa, or a woman who is not married, but is a nida, so you're not allowed to be miyachid with a nida midaraisa, or a woman that's included in the parasha of Arayis, the forbidden relationships, such as your mother-in-law, your daughter-in-law, etc. So any of these women are included in the Isser of Yichud midaraisa. So that's either an ishis ish, a married woman, a woman who is not married but a nida, or one of the forbidden relationships that are included in the parasha of Arayis, such as your mother-in-law and your daughter-in-law. Now, the Isser of Yichud with a non-Jew is only midirabbana. In addition, the Isser with a pnuya, the Isser Yichud with a woman who is not married and is not yet a nida, as well, is only aser midirabbana. So the Isser with a pnuya and the Isser Yichud with a non-Jew as well is only midrabanan, but with an Erva it's derai. So the question is as follows. The Gemara over there says something very interesting. The Gemara says that you're allowed to be miyached with three types of women that are otherwise included in the parasha of Arayis. So you're not allowed to be miyached with any Erva, but there are exceptions to the rule. Number one, your mother. You're allowed to be miyached with your mother. You're allowed to be miyached with your daughter. And you are as well allowed to be miyachid with achoisai, with your sister. And the Gemara says that this third woman, the sister, is only permitted on a temporary basis. You're not allowed to be miyachid with your sister on a permanent basis. According to many Paiskim, what is considered permanent more than 30 days? But this is, again, the subject of Machlokes HaPaiskim. But the point is that these three types of women are not included in the Isser V'Yichud. You're allowed to miyachel with your mother, your daughter, and at least on a temporary basis as well with your sister. What's pshat in this dispensation to the Isser of Yichud? Why is the Isser of Yichud lifted when it comes to these particular women? So Rashi explains over there in Kedushin Pei Aleph, because leitakif yitzra alayu, the Yitzhara is not shaylit. A person doesn't have a taiva. A person doesn't have a desire for these particular women, for the mother, for the sister, and for the daughter. And since there is no taiva for such women, there's no Isser of Yichud. Now, Rashi over there cites the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dalet, where the Gemara over there tells us that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila actually went ahead and abolished the Yetzahara for these particular women, for your sister, for your daughter. So initially, a person had a Yetzahara for these relationships, but came along the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila and they abolished, they uprooted the Yetzahara of such women. Now, asks the Taisus HaRosh a very important question. I don't understand. We're telling you that there's an Isser Yichud Deraisa with an Erva. As we mentioned, according to Moshe Shainim, this is a bona fide Isser Deraisa. And now what are we saying? After the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila came along and abolished the Yetzahara for, let's say, the sister or for the daughter, now it became mutter because there's no Yetzahara for such women, and therefore there's no Isser of Yichud because it won't lead to a Maisa Biyah. Asks the Taisus Rosh, how could Chazal come along and uproot a bona fide Isser Deraisa? What gave them the Kayach? What was their justification to go ahead and to completely obliterate a Din Deraisa? That's the question of the Taisus Rosh. How could Chazal be matter an Isser Deraisa? Says the Taisus Rosh, a very important Yesoid. Zokta Taisa Rosh, it's not Chazal that came up with this leniency and this dispensation in the Parsha of Yichud on their own. Rather, they took the Torah's lead. The Torah itself presented this kula and said that when there's no taiva for this particular woman, there's a heter for the Isser of Yichud, and that's regarding the case of the mother. There's a mefurish, a pasuk, that you're allowed to be miyached with your mother. You're allowed to be miyached with your mother. And when it came to the relationship with your mother, there was no taiva for Bia with your mother, even before Anshei Knesset HaGdoila came along. And when the Torah made an exception to the rule, and the Torah said that even though there's a Din Deraisa, there's an Isser Midaraisa to be miyached with a woman who's an Erva, which includes an Eshes Ish, a Nida, and one of the forbidden relationships, such as your mother-in-law or your daughter-in-law, nevertheless, the Torah itself permitted Yichud with your mother. Now, what is the understanding of this distinction? Obviously, the answer is because with your mother, there's no chashash that is going to lead to bia. There's no chashash that is going to lead to a ma'isa iser because a person doesn't have a taiva for your mother, for his mother. Therefore, says the Taisus HaRosh, the Gemara came along and said that since the Torah said in this particular halacha regarding the mother, that when there's no taiva for such a woman, there's no Isser of Yichud, Memela, once Chazal abolished the Yitzhahara as well for the daughter and the sister, so Chazal said that now it's mutter as well to be miyached with your daughter and with your sister. Because the Isser of Yichud is only otubiyah, only if it will lead potentially to a ma'isa biyah, and when there's no taiva, there's no desire for such a woman, it's not going to lead to a ma'isa biyah, and therefore there's no Isser of Yichud. So the Torah, by the Isser of Yichud in the Parsha of Arayis regarding the mother, taught us this Yisod, that when there's no taiva, there's no Isser Yichud. And therefore, just as the Torah said so by the mother, say Chazal, the same thing would apply by the daughter and by the sister. As is like the Taisus HaRosh. So it's Mavur from this Taisus HaRosh, that the Isser of Yichud is not intrinsically Osir as an Isser Atzmi, as a self-standing Isser, rather it's tied to the Isser Biyah. And if there's no desire for a particular woman, it's not a concern when it comes to this particular woman that it will lead to a Ma'isa Biyah, there's no Isser of Yichud in the first place. That is the Yisod of the Taisus HaRosh. The question is, this is the subject of Machlokes, other Rishayim or Mash are not like that. And the question is, do we pass him like this Taisus HaRosh? Now, if we pass him like this Taisus HaRosh, L'chayra, it would be mutter to be miyachid in this particular shayla that we began with. If you have an old man and he's incapable of a Ma'isa Biyah, so if the entire entire Isra of Yichud is based on it being a concern of a Maisa Bia developing, then if the man is not capable of a Maisa Bia, L'chayr should be motor. Or do we say that no, it's an Isra Atzmi, we don't pass him like the Taisa Rosh, and therefore even in the case of a man who's unable to be commit a Maisa Bia, still it's going to be Asr because it's Be'etzim Asr, it's intrinsically Asr, regardless of the fact that it won't lead to a Maisa Bia. So the Tzitz Eliezer discusses this question in two places. In one place, it's in Chilek Zayin, Tshuva Mem Vav. Another place, it's in Chilek Vav, Tshuva Mem. In both cases, he discusses this question, and he brings, number one, a Zayas Ranon. And the Zayas Ranon is Machmer. Zayas Ranon is Machmer, based on Yushami. However, the Tzitz Eliezer himself is more inclined to be Mekel. The Tzitz Eliezer wants to be Mekel. First, he brings down, this is actually quoting the Zayas Ranon, who initially was bimetzadet to be Mekel, so he quotes a diak from the Rambam that perhaps can suggest that we could be Mekel. Because the Rambam tells us, and this is the halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to be miyachid with a girl once she's above the age of 3. But if she's under the age of 3, there's no Isra of Yichud. Now why? Ostensibly the reason is because she's only capable of a Maisa Bia once she's over the age of 3. The Bia of a girl under the age of 3 doesn't have the halachic status of a Bia. And therefore there's no Isra of Yichud with a girl under the age of 3. So it's mashma, l'chayru, that the Isra of Yichud is tied to the Isra Bia. And if it's not shaykh to have a Maisa Bia with this girl because the girl is under the age of 3, so there's no Isra of Yichud with such a girl. And similarly, the Rambam says that it's only also for a woman to be miyachda with a boy that's over the age of 9, because only then is his Bia considered in halacha to be a bona fide Bia. However, if he's under the age of 9, it doesn't have the status of a Bia, and therefore it's going to be mutter, because under the age of 9, it doesn't have a din of a Bia, and therefore there's no Isra of Yichud. So it's mashma from the Rambam that the Isra of Yichud is tied to the Isra Bia. And therefore, if there's no concern of a Maisa Bia, such as Yichud with a girl under the age of 3, or Yichud with a boy that is under the age of 9, there's no Yichud that we're going to Aser. L'maisa, the Zayas Rana wants to be the Chalak, and he wants to say that no, maybe once the Isra of Yichud was already Chal on an individual, like this case of the old man, so it stays with him for the rest of his life. It doesn't dissipate, it doesn't fall off. But in the case of the girl under the age of 3 and the boy under the age of 9, the Isra was never yet Chal. It wasn't yet Chal, and therefore, when the Isra was never Chal, so we say that it's Tali in the Maisa Bia. But if you have a man that was already capable of a Maisa Bia, that the Isra was Chal on him, and it was in fact forbidden for him to be in a situation of Yichud with this particular woman, so that Isra will remain in spite of the fact that he has now gotten older and now is physically incapable of a Maisa Bia. So again, there is a Mokum, there is a strong grounds to be Mechalik between the cases and to perhaps distinguish and forbid the case of the old man, even though the Rambam says that the girl under the age of 3 and the boy under the age of 9 are not included in the Isra of Yichud. But Lamaisa, this is the subject of Machlekes. So how do we paskin? Interestingly enough, the Tzitz Eliezer is inclined to be Mekel, as we mentioned, and Ramesha Faisin as well. In Evin Ezer, Chilek Dalid, Tshuva Samachei, as well Ramesha is Mekel. And Ramesha is inclined to be Mekel in the case of the old man and the female nurse. And he says that since it's mistaver, it's logical to assume that the Isra of Yichud is based on the concern that the Yichud situation will lead to the man having a Maisa Bia and committing the act together with this woman, and therefore it would follow that if the man is incapable of a Maisa Bia, it should be mutter. So Ramesha says that it's mistaver to him, it's logical to be Mekel in this particular case. L'maisa, there are Paiskim that are Machmer, and therefore many Paiskim say that if you have a choice and you're able to instead hire a male nurse, that would certainly be preferable, but in the case of a Tzayrich, if it's an extenuating circumstance, if you don't have a viable option to hire a male nurse, there certainly is a strong Mekel to Mekel because you have Ramosha being Mekel, the Tzitz Eliezer as well inclined to be Mekel, therefore many Paiskim are Mekel, at least B'Shas HaTzayrich. So if you don't have a viable option of hiring a male nurse, there is certainly a makom to be mekel and hire a female nurse. Have yourself a wonderful day.